So look, if you're happy doing the same boring, repetitive tasks every day for the rest of your life, well then you can click off right now because the next 30 minutes are for people who want out of that. You see, most people use ChatGPT to plan their groceries or to be their therapist after 5 hours of doom scrolling on TikTok wondering why life is so tough. And look, if that's you, I hate to say it, but you're probably only using about 2% of what it can actually do. And that's not your fault. I mean, this thing doesn't come with an instruction manual. Now, if you're happy paying 100% of the price to use 2% of its features, well then be my guest. But this video probably isn't for you because today I'm gonna show you how to learn 98% of ChatGPT in the next 20 to 30 minutes. I'm gonna give you my favorite beginner, intermediate, and advanced tips that will help save you time and get ahead of 99% of people who pay to use it the wrong way. So let's start nice and easy. You see, every single time that you open up ChatGPT and you ask it something, you're literally talking to a stranger. I'm not joking. You see, by default, ChatGPT knows nothing about you, nothing about your job, what you do, how you like things explained, what you don't like, literally nothing. So imagine you hire a personal assistant. This is the smartest person you've ever met, and they can help you with almost anything, but every morning they wake up and forget everything about you. Who you are, what you do, how you want things done. Look, you wouldn't want that. It would drive you insane, right? And yet that's exactly what most people do when they use ChatGPT. They open it, they hit a new chat, and they start from scratch every single time. Now, what if I told you there was actually a setting in here that changes all of that? And it only takes about 1 minute to fix this. Well, congratulations, because it exists and it's actually called custom instructions. Here is where you find it. You're gonna go to settings, then you're gonna go to personalization, and in there, you're actually gonna see the custom instructions right there. Inside of it, add what you want ChatGPT to know about you. Tell it who you are, what you do for work, what you're trying to get done, and anything else that helps it understand the context. And then tell it how you want it to respond. The more specific you can be here, the better your outputs are gonna be. Do you want short, direct answers, or do you want it to explain its thinking? Do you want a certain tone? And just as important, what do you want it to avoid? Now look, I know that sitting there trying to write all of this from scratch is a lot. So what I've gone ahead and done is I've actually added my prompt that I use below this video. I actually use this to set up my own ChatGPT. It interviews you one question at a time, and it actually hands you back exactly what to paste into that box. So it's in the description section below. I wanna say, I know that this is tedious work, but trust me, once it's done, it's out of the way, and you will thank me later for showing you this hidden feature. Now, once you've done that, there is actually a second layer sitting right next to it that you also may have missed as well. And people mix these two up all the time. So I wanna make the difference clear inside of this video. Custom instructions are what you tell it once, and whatever you add there stays there unless you go back in and actually change it. Memory is different. Memory is actually what it picks up over time, the more that you actually use it. I want you to think about it like this. Custom instructions is like giving someone you work with a one-page brief on day one. Here's who I am, here's what I need, here's how I like things done. It's as applicable on day 100 as it is on day one. Memory is actually what happens from that point on. It's every conversation, it's every project, it's every time that you corrected it. Every time you said, no, not like that, like this instead. It's basically like you training your ChatGPT. And with this feature, it only gets better over time. But here's the weird part though. Most people never even bother to turn the memory feature on, which is absolutely insane to me because why not make your ChatGPT better and stronger every single day? It's like hiring someone knowing that they will never get better at what they do. It makes no sense. So here is how to activate the memory feature. You're gonna go to settings, then you're gonna go to personalization. Inside of it, you're gonna see memory sitting right there underneath the custom instructions. Please make sure it's switched on. And there's actually quite a cool feature here as well. If you're curious or you ever wanna see exactly what it's picked up about you, you can actually go to manage memories and it's all there. And if something's ever wrong, the cool part is that you can manually go in and edit it yourself. But people have a big misconception with this. They think that ChatGPT only gets better when OpenAI actually updates their models. And sure, that's partly true, but sometimes it's also true that it gets worse. We've all been there, they've updated a new model, and we're like, this was so good last week, why did we ruin it? But my point is that this is actually another way that you can upgrade your ChatGPT. It's a mini upgrade, if you will, okay? With this feature, you are training your ChatGPT to slowly learn how you think. Now, sure, it's not the most groundbreaking feature I'm gonna share here today, but it's easy to set up and it will make your experience 10 times better. So with that said, let's move on to probably one of my favorite tips in today's video. Tip 3 is devil's advocate. Now, this last beginner tip will pretty much go against everything that every other video tells you to do, or better yet, just forgets to tell you to do. It's what I call devil's advocate. And honestly, this is one of the most important beginner tips. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever used ChatGPT and felt like it's just agreeing with everything that you say? You're gonna type in, am I right in thinking that the world is flat? And it's gonna find 100 ways to agree with you. Look, I've been there before. And that's why for this final tip, I want you to force your ChatGPT to disagree with you. Force it to play devil's advocate. You see, most people are using ChatGPT for validation, to stroke their ego. As I said, you could type in the most egregious question and ChatGPT will still find a way to go, yes, you're absolutely right. That was a great question. And look, if you think about it, the reason it does this makes total sense, okay? OpenAI is a business, and just like any other good business, what is their number one main objective? It was built to agree with you, to keep you happy so that way you keep coming back. But that's also dangerous, which is why if you don't know what you are doing, ChatGPT is just gonna run laps around you. And if you use AI just to agree with everything that you already think, well then you're just training yourself to trust it without any filter, which is exactly what I want you to avoid. You still need to be the person steering the ship, the one in control. Look, I'm gonna give you an example of this. One of the questions that I always ask my team here at our company, consulting.com, is what are my blind spots? What am I missing in this situation? Now you might be wondering, okay, why do you like to ask your team these questions? Because I know that sometimes I don't have the full picture. So before you ask ChatGPT anything important, tell it what to do. Tell it to tell you your blind spots. Tell it to play devil's advocate. Don't just ask a question hoping that it will give you the answer that you want it to give you. You can explicitly say things like, don't agree with me, play devil's advocate, challenge my thinking, or things like give me the strongest possible case for why I could actually be wrong. And look, when you do this, you go from speaking to a yes man to someone who's actually gonna challenge your viewpoints and your worldview. So that way you can make better decisions and make much more well-rounded conclusions. And by the way, while we're on this topic, one more thing I want you to be aware of. ChatGPT is known for hallucinating. It will occasionally get things wrong with 100% complete confidence. But the problem is, how do you know when it's hallucinating? You don't, which is why you have to be hyper aware of this. So here's a system that I have personally developed to help me detect when my ChatGPT is hallucinating. At the start of any chat, before I do anything else, I will always tell it to refer to me by my first name. Then, if it ever answers questions without great question, amen, for example, then that is a sign that it's probably losing the plot. At that point, I'm actually gonna stop and double check all the information that it gave me. And that is how I keep it in check. All right, there we go. So with all that being said, that is the beginner tips done. Most of them, once you sit down and do it, are pretty simple. You've got custom instructions, memory, keeping your chats organized, and forcing it to play devil's advocate. Those are the foundations. Now we're stepping it up a notch with the intermediate tips. So now that we know how to get ChatGPT to understand us better, let's look at how we can actually understand ChatGPT better. You see, ChatGPT isn't just a tool. It's really a stack of different modes where each mode serves a different purpose. And understanding what modes are best for each task is what will get you closer to learning 98% of ChatGPT. Knowing this alone can put you ahead of 98% of people because most people are not switching modes. They are just using the standard mode for every task. There are actually 6 modes that I want you to pay close attention to. There's voice mode, canvas mode, study mode, agent mode, image mode, and deep research mode. But before we continue, I could sit here and give you all the tips and the tricks in the world, but what's the point if you haven't got a way to take advantage of it? So today I'm gonna give away another MacBook. To win the MacBook, all you have to do is watch the rest of the video and let me know which tip did you find most useful. And by the way, if your comment is an AI comment, trust me, I can tell, you will not be selected. So watch the rest of the video, leave your favorite tip and why was your favorite tip, as well as leave a like, and that's all you have to do. I'm gonna pick a winner and post it as a pinned comment and in the description of next week's video. Oh, and by the way, the winner from last video is actually in the pinned comments below, along with instructions on how to claim it. So with that being said, let's actually start with the first intermediate tip. This is one that fixes something that's been a real pain for you in the past. You see, you ask ChatGPT for something and it comes back with something close to what you wanted, but not quite there. Maybe one paragraph needs a little bit of work. Maybe the tone is slightly off in one or two sections. And normally, what would you do in this situation? Well, just like most people, you're probably gonna spend time retyping the whole thing, hoping that it fixes just that one bit. And half the time, it changes another section that you were actually happy with. And look, I know how annoying that is because it's happened to me so many times. And look, I don't think I'm the only one, right? You see, that was until I found this small feature called Canvas Mode. It works just like, I guess you would say, an artist canvas does, which is you're not trying to finish the painting, but you're focusing on the place where you can shape the work to your liking. What it does is it actually opens up an additional editing workspace right next to your chat. And instead of just getting a wall of text back, you can actually get something that you can work with directly. You can refine and tweak as you like. You can highlight the bits that you want changed. You can ask for just that section to be rewritten. You can adjust the tone, and it only touches the bits that you ask it to amend. Everything else can be kept the same. Now, once you've actually used this a couple of times, going back to the old way of just retyping the whole thing is gonna feel absolutely absurd. Trust me, you will never do that again. The problem is most people don't even know that this mode exists, and that's why they only end up using 2% of what ChatGPT actually has to offer. Now, speaking about getting more out of ChatGPT, here's one that might actually remind you of your time at school. Einstein once said something along the lines of, education is actually what remains after one has forgotten what they actually learned in school. Look, I never even finished high school, but I would say that I've learned a lot in my life. And that's the point. Real learning isn't what you can repeat the day after you read it. It's what's still in your head weeks or even years after you've learned it. Look, do you know that feeling where you read something or maybe you watch a video and you walk away thinking, yeah, I get that. And then someone actually asks you a question about it and you realize that you only understood half of it. That is the difference between feeling like you know something and actually knowing it. And that is exactly what study mode allows you to do. If you're learning a new topic, you can actually ask study mode to actually give you a breakdown of that topic, and then it will test you on it. It's actually gonna give you some multiple choice questions to test if you really understood the topic. Look, this one reminds me of being back at school taking an exam, not something that I would say I particularly miss, but definitely a useful tool that you can use to make sure that you speed up your learning process. I don't use this feature too much, but when I really wanna learn something quickly and make sure that it sticks, then this is the first thing I go to. So to actually activate this mode, all you have to do is click the plus button, type in @study, and then select the study mode. Then literally paste in whatever it is that you're trying to learn, and it will take it from there. All right, so next up is image generation. If you saw my Claude video, maybe you remember me saying that image generation was actually one of its weak spots, whereas with ChatGPT, it's one of its biggest strengths. So I actually asked it to create an image of me, Iman Gadji, drinking coffee just to see what it would do. And the output actually kind of surprised me. It looks like me, and I actually get my editors to throw it up on screen. Now, to use it, here's what you're gonna do. You're gonna describe exactly what you want. And then look, if it gets close, but something's slightly off, you don't need to start over. Just tell it what to change in the same chat, similar to what I showed you with Canvas mode. And you can actually also upload your own photo and have it edited from that. Now look, to be honest, I don't use it too much. Well, when I was doing the interior design for our office, I actually did use it for that function. But in general, I'm not really sitting here creating images all day. And honestly, my designers have told me that it's not really replacing their design work either. But for the average person who just needs some quick images here and there, it actually does the job quite well. Now, the last three modes, which was Canvas, Study, and Image, are quite straightforward because you can use them easily without changing your settings. This next one is a small step up, which is actually why I left it for a little bit later on in the intermediate category. But trust me, it's worth it because it completely changes how you do work. Look, if you're anything like me, you hate typing, okay? I hate it with a passion. My team knows it. I would rather just get on the phone or even better, send a voice note. So if you're anything like me, I have some good news for you. ChatGPT actually has a voice mode and it is a game changer. But let me tell you where this has actually come in clutch for me. I do this thing called Russian Banya every Sunday night. It's my Sunday night ritual. I book out the whole place. And what I do is I sit there, I sweat it out, I clear my mind, and normally that's a couple hours where my phone is in my locker and my brain is just switched off. But a couple months back, I decided to try something out. I had my AirPods in, ChatGPT voice mode on, and instead of just sitting there in silence, you know, once I was actually outside the sauna, I started talking to it, okay? I had a full-blown back and forth convo with it about a specific business problem that I was having. And I actually ended up having a very similar conversation to what I would have with my own COO. And that's really when I realized that ChatGPT isn't just a typing tool. I can actually use it in times where where I would just be ruminating about stuff in my head. On a drive, walking, waiting for a coffee, if you set this thing up properly, it gets even better. What you're gonna do is you're gonna pick one device as your main hub, and that is where all of your core work lives. Then you're gonna install the ChatGPT app on your other devices. So maybe if you have another phone or a laptop or iPad, then you're gonna go into settings and set up connections. Inside of here, you're gonna connect your apps and devices so everything can talk to each other. Now, wherever you are, you can actually turn on voice mode, you can brief it on where your projects are at, and you can actually ask it for next steps and talk through the work in real time. And what's super cool is that if you ever need to draft something, let's say you need to organize a file or maybe update a doc and then email it to someone, well, then you can just say it out loud and it will do it for you on your main device. And I'll come back to that in just a second. But here's an insane part about this. And you know what, in all fairness, maybe I should have put this in the advanced section, but whatever, I'll mention it now because we're discussing it. There's actually an advanced version of this that lets you share your screen or camera in real time. Meaning, you can literally say that you are stuck on something, like let's say a spreadsheet or whatever, and share it directly and just say, here's where I'm stuck, what should I do? And it can see what you are seeing and talk you through the fix step by step instead of you having to spend time describing the problem or even worse, having to type it in. Oh, and by the way, there's actually one more thing worth setting up here. If you've got a compatible Apple device, you can actually turn on your Siri, which is normally pretty useless, let's be honest, and you can turn it into ChatGPT via Apple Intelligence, meaning you get actual answers instead of Siri just giving you the top results of a web search. That means you can ask it more complex stuff, not just timers and weather. And that means that you get one consistent assistant across your phone instead of trying to bounce between Siri for basic things and then ChatGPT for everything else. This is so cool because you can literally work from anywhere after you set this up. Now, you know that whole connection setting that we just set up for the voice mode? Well, that actually leads me onto the next tip. I want you to think about when you first got your smartphone. Whatever you needed to do, well, there was an app for it. To check the weather, you would just download your favorite weather app on your phone, or to book a flight, you would just download another app for this. For music, another one. And what happened is that with time, your whole phone slowly started turning into this home screen of tiny little tools, each one of them doing their own separate job. And I'm sure that if you don't live under a rock, that's still how you do things. Now, what if I told you ChatGPT has its own version of this? It actually has its own inbuilt app store. And what if I told you that most people never even knew it existed or how to use it? So instead of downloading separate apps for everything, you can just connect them straight into your ChatGPT. And the even better news is this. Once they're connected, ChatGPT can do the work inside of those apps for you, as I mentioned in the previous tip that I gave you. Let's say you need an email sent. Let's say you need to check your calendar. Let's say you need to book a flight. Well, congratulations, because ChatGPT can do all of that for you. That is your first step in having your own personal assistant. Look, I'm sure that every single person who's watching this channel, especially if you've been watching for a few years, will get to the point where you are incredibly successful and you hire a personal assistant. And by the way, I can tell you that once you get there, it is honestly one of the best ways that you can spend money in your life. But until you do, you can start here, okay? You don't have to go spend 50 or 100 grand a year on an EA or a PA. All you need to do for now is just connect the right apps. On the left sidebar, click on plugins and connect any apps that you want to. The first two that I would set up are Gmail and Google Calendar. That's a pretty good starting point. Now look, I'll be honest, I'm not really a morning person. I never have been, I never will. So the first 30 minutes of every single day, my brain is not fully awake yet. And the last thing I wanna do is open up my inbox and get hit with 50 emails before I've even had a coffee. So here's what I do. I ask ChatGPT to summarize everything that came in overnight, and then I ask it to filter out what needs a reply today, what can wait, and so on. And by the time I am fully awake, I've already removed all of the unnecessary clutter. Same thing with my calendar, by the way. I ask it where the gaps are in the week, so that way I don't need to think about where I can squeeze in a tennis session or some boxing. And by the way, it gets even better. There are some extra apps as well. If you like music while you work, you can actually connect your Spotify. I like listening to Brain FM, so I get it to play some of that. There's even booking.com there. Yes, it can actually help you look at flights and hotels too. The point is, ChatGPT doesn't need to be just you asking it questions. You can actually get stuff done for you. And hold on to this, because later in this video, I'm actually gonna show you how this will connect to an advanced tip. So I'm gonna share that with you in just a little bit. For now, what you need to understand is that once these apps are connected here, ChatGPT can actually go and use them for you. You see, now that you've got your apps connected, here's another cool use of it. Schedule tasks. Look, if you feel like you have a lot on your plate and you wanna be more efficient, this is a great one. This is where you give ChatGPT the power to do stuff for you when you wanted to. It's funny because I used it for this very video. You see, every week, or at least I try my best every week, I put out a new YouTube video, exactly like the one you're seeing here right now. And every week, the video needs to be posted on time. Now, do I want to rely on my memory for that and remember to do this myself every week? Absolutely not. Do I want to chase someone else down every single week and remind them? Even worse. So I literally have a scheduled task for this. What it does is it automatically sends a message to my head designer every week reminding him that the video needs to go up. I don't write it every time. I don't think about it every week. I set it once and now it turns into a background task for me. And that's why I love this feature. It's leverage. You set it once and it keeps working for you without you having to carry around all these thoughts in your head. Now you might be asking yourself, well, Iman, how do I know which tasks should be scheduled and which ones shouldn't? Well, the way you should think about it is this. Anything that is monotonous should be automated. If something happens on a schedule, it should be scheduled. But you also don't want to schedule your whole life away, okay? You need to be intentional about it. For example, I wouldn't schedule it to send me some random motivational quote every morning. Sure, I guess that's cute, but it's not actually doing anything for me. Also, I wouldn't get it to book a table for me for a one-time dinner on a random Thursday. So to actually set it up, what you're gonna do is you're gonna go to the scheduled on the left sidebar, and it's probably gonna give you some options to get started. You're gonna pick the date and the time, and you're gonna tell it exactly what you want it to do. Now, it could be a reminder to someone on your team, it could be a weekly check-in on a project, or anything else that you find yourself doing over and over again. And then, once it's set, you don't have to think about it again. Now, before we get to tip number 10, I'm gonna be very honest with you. If you're someone who's got all the time in the world to waste, well then this tip isn't for you. You can skip to the next one. But if you're someone who never has enough time in the day, or you're like me and you need to learn something, but you're too impatient slash maybe sometimes lazy to dig through 50 different articles or documentaries before getting an answer, well then congratulations, this one is for you. It's called deep research mode. And the name kind of says it all. You're gonna give it a proper research question, not some throwaway one-liner, a question that you need a real detailed answer to. Then it goes to work. It searches, it reads, it cross-references different sources, and a few minutes later, it comes back with a structured report. Now I actually use this a lot, by the way, and it's actually part of the reason that this very video exists. You see, every few weeks, I like to understand what is actually working on this channel. What is it that you guys are enjoying, and what are you guys enjoying on other channels? What kind of content that I'm putting out do you like, and what do you find useful to you? AI content seems to be resonating right now, but I'm also looking for what other creators are covering that we haven't touched yet, as well as where the gaps are. So I gave deep research that exact task. I told it to go look into how AI content is performing across YouTube right now, what themes keep coming up, what audiences are asking for, and what's not being covered well. And then a few minutes later, it came back with a full breakdown. And that's actually part of what shaped this video. I also gave it some data on my channel, and I saw that the feedback on the Claude video a few weeks ago was insane. Now look, I'll be honest, could I have done that manually? Absolutely, but that would have taken hours of me scrolling through channels, comments, trying to spot stuff. Whereas with this mode, it did all of that for me in a few minutes. So is this something that you absolutely 100% need? Not really. But is this something that will 10x your efficiency, especially if a lot of your decisions rely on you doing research? 100%. So to use it, it's actually quite simple. All you have to do is click the plus button next to where you normally type your message. You're gonna select deep research and give it a specific question. The more specific the question, the better. Remember, this is not for quick questions. Save this one for the stuff where you would have to do a lot of research. There we have it, the 6 ChatGPT modes. Now, there's one final mode I haven't spoken about yet, and there's a reason for it. You see, the intermediate modes that we've covered so far are quite straightforward. This last one is a little bit more advanced, so please don't worry about this if you're just getting started. Focus on the beginner and intermediate ones at first. They should give you a massive advantage over 95% of people. Now, before we get into it, one last thing. Everything that we've covered today is gonna save you a load of time. Excuse my French. But if you're the type of person who wants to use that time to build something on the side, build a side income, build something profitable, something that doesn't require you to quit your job or go all in and sacrifice everything, well then I wanna invite you to my online event, Side Hustle Summit. It's 100% free. I'm hosting it from September 6th to September 13th. And I'm gonna show you the exact steps to build a profitable side hustle. I'm gonna leave a link to that in the description. All right, back to the tips. If you're a bit more familiar with ChatGPT, I actually wanna take things up to the next level. Here's how. You see, this last mode is the closest thing to having ChatGPT as your personal assistant. This is where you give ChatGPT full autonomy of your screen, so that way it can actually go ahead and do things for you. I want you to think about that one annoying task that is a pain in the ass every single day. It's not the hardest task, but it's repetitive. It's filling out the same repetitive form for the 10th time this month. It's comparing flight prices between different sites to check which one is ripping you off the least. Those are all things that agent mode can do for you. All you have to do is give it some instructions, like find me the 3 best reviewed hotels in Lisbon under $200 a night with a pool. And there we go. It goes off, it opens a browser, it navigates through different websites, and it comes back with the best options for you. Now, do you remember that tip where I showed you how to connect different apps within your ChatGPT and how it's kind of like you having your own app store within chat? Well, once you have those apps connected, things like your Gmail and your calendar, you can actually use agent mode to then do stuff for you within those places. As in, just so you understand, it can literally do things inside of the apps that you've connected. And sure, the average person might know that they can actually ask ChatGPT to go find some good hotels in Greece, but I want you to take it a step further. With this mode, you're gonna go from, hey, go find me some good hotels, to go find me some hotels, then check my calendar to check when I'm actually free, and then book it in for me and draft me an email to confirm this. All of that in one go, because everything's connected. Do you see how when you do this over a long period of time, you are gonna end up running laps around everyone else simply because you're gonna be 10 times more efficient than them. Now, here's the important thing though. With this mode, I want you to still be the one in control. ChatGPT is not gonna go and book something or buy something or submit a form without checking in with you first. You will always have the final approval. Anytime it's gonna do something that commits you, for example, like spending money or sending something or confirming a booking, it will ask you first. You're gonna then sign off on it. All it is doing is just a boring legwork on your behalf. I hope you understand how this also gives you more time to make better decisions because you don't need to do the repetitive work. So to activate agent mode, here's what you do. And then all you have to do is you just tell it what you want it to do and it will take it from there. But real quick, just one practical tip though. Before you run any task, I want you to make sure that you close out any tabs with sensitive info. I'm talking about banking, personal accounts, anything that you just wouldn't want it near, just in case. I would also recommend that you actually start with something that's low stakes. So that way you can kind of get a feel for how it works. There you have it. My top tips for learning 98% of ChatGPT in under 30 minutes. Just by knowing what I gave you today, you are already ahead of 95% of people. Look, ChatGPT is a great all-round tool. It can write, it can plan, it can organize, it can even take actions for you. It is useful, no doubt. It's the same thing I saw with Claude. Every tool has their strengths and limits. For example, Claude wasn't really good at image generation, and ChatGPT hallucinates. It's just what happens when something is built to do 100 things well instead of one thing exceptionally well. It's kind of like hiring. A generalist employee is useful. Okay, you can hand them many different tasks and they will get most of them done to a pretty decent level, but they're never gonna be spectacular. For that, you would need to go find a specialist. Or think of a doctor. If you needed to get brain surgery done, would you want a general practitioner to handle it? Or would you want a brain surgeon? Well, the exact same thing applies to AI tools. The point is, it's not about which tool is the best. It's about which one is the best for what you are trying to do. And the more specific the task or outcome gets, the more nuance there is, which is typically what tools like ChatGPT struggle with. Think about specific tasks like how to make $10,000 a month online or how to solve this one specific problem for a specific person or business. Try using ChatGPT for that and let me know how it goes. Let's say when it comes to something ultra specific, like making $10,000 a month with a marketing agency, for example. There are direct ways to make money and there are indirect ways. A direct way would be something that identifies specific businesses that need help with their marketing and helps you build the solution for them. An indirect way would be using tools like ChatGPT to save you time, so that way you can spend more time on figuring out how to make money elsewhere. Do you see the difference? Don't get me wrong, ChatGPT is an incredibly valuable tool, but as I said, it's not gonna make you a millionaire. For specific outcomes, you need specialized tools that are built for that specific thing. But look, to be honest, that is a topic for another day. If you wanna be the winner of the MacBook, once again, leave a like and drop a comment of your favorite tip. And with all that being said, as always, I'm watching from afar and I'm rooting for you.